7:06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by good friend, all-star panelist, my former boss at PJTV, Academy Award nominated screenwriter and senior editor at large for the Epoch Times, Roger, and I forgot, mystery novelist, author, Roger Simon. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. I actually got up early this morning because I knew there was big news.
Big news.
Big news in Tennessee.
So here's the news I'd like to get your comment on. First, yesterday afternoon, we broke the story that the three-year residency bill to be a candidate on the ballot for the U.S. House of Representatives for the primary ballot was enacted into law because Governor Lee sent unsigned the law back to the Tennessee Senate clerk.
Why did he do it that way? We should get into.
We'll get into that in just a minute. And then, literally within 1 hour, Tennessee Secretary of State, this is our lead story at the Tennessee Star, Tennessee Secretary of State Trey Hargett, Trey, I'm talking to you, offered conflicting comments on whether he will enforce the residency law and remove carpetbaggers Morgan Ortegas and, most likely, Robbie Starbuck from the Tennessee 5th Congressional District GOP primary ballot. Now, Roger, this is the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, had a spokesperson tell the Associated Press this after we reported that the law was in effect because 10 days had passed and he hadn't signed it and hadn't vetoed it. This sounds eerily like, a statement made by Morgan Ortegas's campaign recently. Quote,
I thought you were going to say Kamala Harris.
Yeah, either one. Hard to tell the difference these
Word
days.
Word salad.
Quote, we feel the voters are best able to determine who should represent them in Congress. Well, Governor Lee, if you had the courage of your conviction, you would have vetoed the bill. But why didn't you veto the bill? Because it would have been overridden easily.
Easily, but there's another. Everything is going on below the surface here. This is kind of dirty politics as practiced in Tennessee, but also in New York and California, and regrettably in virtually every other state, maybe save Florida, because they have a governor with a spine.
I know you're going to say something else. A spine is good, though.
Yeah.
Gets the point across.
Yeah, gets the point. Thank you. It's a family network.
Family friendly.
It's interesting that the AP quickly jumped into the fray to tell us this law was invalid when, of course, it's premature in the extreme. But the AP, I will say to everyone out there, do not think of it as an even-handed institution. It is quite in the hands of the liberals.
It's far left.
And it's gotten worse and worse over the last 20 years.
And the Secretary of State's office issued a confusing statement that conflicted with their previous comments right after we broke the story. And AP jumped off that statement. I'll read the statement from the first statement, which, again, they issued a subsequent statement that conflicted with the first statement.
Kamala Harris, and I meant
there you
it.
Go. They said, quote, the bill was not signed into law before the April 7th filing deadline. The requirement does not apply retroactively to candidates who met the qualification deadline at noon on April 7th. That was all they said. The AP took that and ran with it and said, their headline said, Trump-backed candidate on the ballot. No, wrong. Okay. Wrong interpretation, AP. But they hung it on this inconsistent and false statement, actually, issued by the Secretary of State's office. Trey Hargett, I just said that, and you can come in and try to defend that statement, but it is a false and misleading statement.
Okay, I'm going to be the nasty guy here. There's been a little bit of nasty. I'm going to go further. Here's the thing. When you look at politics, you should always look at the politics behind the politics. What's going on here is what I will call a fear of the most powerful politician, non-politician, in the state of Tennessee, a man named Ward Baker. Now, I like Ward Baker personally. He's a political pro. He's a very charming guy. Very smart.
Now, you brought up Ward. Let me just say, he's a very smart guy. He's a personal friend of mine as well. I like Ward, but he plays hardball.
He plays hardball, but that's his job.
Yeah.
I mean, he's paid by candidates, to get them elected. He's done a good job with Marsha Blackburn, with Mike Pompeo, people outside.
And Bill Hagerty.
Yeah. National figures and state figures. Anyway.
But you see, what do you see? Because these are your words, not mine.
Yes,
but we'll comment on it.
Here's where he figures beneath the surface of this. And that is all of these people, from the current governor to Hargett to the Speaker of the House, all these people have their eyes on higher office. That shouldn't be news to anybody out there. But that's what the truth is. And they're playing this whole game. First of all, they're afraid that they don't want to go on the wrong side of Ward because they need Ward down the line, or they don't want Ward against them.
That may apply to some, but not all. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah, well,
on this, and
I'm just giving you my way of looking at these things. Maybe
we probably ought to get. So we're talking about Ward. We probably ought to get him on the show and discuss these things and other things. Ward, I'll call you. You're welcome to be on the show. And he's actually offered to be on the show, so we'll have him discuss it. Some of the things that you are attributing to him, I don't know if they actually.
No, I don't think. I think it's fear of him.
Fear. Okay, we'll talk about that more.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and more when we get back with Roger Simon. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.